Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show.
Well, we're looking at warm, maybe 40s temperatures for us here this weekend, but millions of Americans in other areas of the Midwest and out east are going to be shivering. There's an Arctic blast that's coming the next couple of days and a freeze watch in effect for a lot of the East Coast. But the National Weather Service says temperatures throughout the whole region are going to be more typical of January than November. And while we are enjoying those mid-40s for the next week, it looks like there is a chance that come the following week, which is AKA Thanksgiving week, we could be getting a polar vortex visit.
No snow, though. Just cold.
Cold.
Well, I shouldn't say no snow because I don't know.
You don't know. Ohio and like the Great Lakes and the out east are getting snow. Yeah, those areas.
They like that stuff. Just like you guys in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want all that fun snow stuff.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. People lose parking spots. It gets all ugly in Chicago. They do this thing where they save spots.
Mm-hmm.
It like tears neighborhoods apart. It tears families apart. People will shovel out a space and then they'll put like folding chairs or brooms and stuff and hold it, which is fine for that one storm. You're allowed.
Yeah.
But there are people that take that as a placeholder for the entire season of winter.
Do they really?
Yes. Like it'll be 3 months from then and they'll still have like, uh-oh, that's my spot. You're like, okay, that snowstorm was like 4 months ago. Like,
but
get over it.
Is that their normal spot? Are they paying for that spot?
Or no, it's a street spot. It's free. I mean, it's like imagine the parking in front of your house and then somebody shoveling out a spot, parking their car there and saying, this is my spot for the next 4 months. And you're like, okay. Or just that one storm that you did the heavy lifting for. Well, and that it becomes a thing.
That's not very nice.
No. O.J. Simpson banned from the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas after a drunken disturbance.
This is going to be issues with this one because he's not allowed to be. I don't think he's allowed to be drinking. Number one.
No, he's on parole.
He said he doesn't. Probation. He's not allowed to. Drink and be around that stuff. So he's just hanging out in casinos left and right. But he's banned. From this one.
So he got drunk, began disrupting other customers at the bar inside the hotel. And then he reportedly got cooperative when security showed up and he was removed from the premises. He's reportedly been staying in Vegas after finishing his 9-year stretch of prison.
Yeah, that's where he wants to live.
2007.
Yeah, see, nothing's going to happen because of the fact that it was all security. It wasn't police.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But doesn't he have to check in? I mean,
well, I'm sure he does.
If you have probation, you probably have to check in with an officer. Wouldn't this be something like there was an incident?
Well, the thing is that this is, again, you know, some type of thing happened, you know, and everyone's drunk anyway, I'm sure, saying stuff. And what they're also saying is that every photo, everybody they've talked to, he hasn't had a drink in his hand once.
So what? This is just his one-off?
Like I don't even know if it's real. You know, no one... You know,
there's casino video. I mean, that's the thing. If it happened at a casino,
I mean,
there's...
being drunk.
Got it. But I'm saying, like, to...
The fight happened.
I'm saying the drinking, they would have caught that on... There's cameras everywhere at casinos. If they were like, well, let's roll back the tape. Was he drinking? I don't know. Did you serve him anything? I mean, there's a line, there's a chain of command that can find out whether or not...
Well, yeah. Yeah.
He was, you know...
I don't have those answers, Molly.
No, I don't either. And neither do... apparently, it's just... If that is the incident, is he even allowed to be in a bar? I mean, sometimes where your probation is so strict that you're not even allowed to really be on premises like that.
It might be different for him in being in Vegas also because there's a bar, it's a casino.
I mean,
there's booze everywhere in Vegas.
Ezekiel Elliott's on-again, off-again suspension back on, at least for this weekend. A panel of federal judges denied the Dallas Cowboys running back's request for an emergency injunction So he didn't meet the requisite standard. So Elliott won't be playing Sunday when the Cowboys go up against the Atlanta Falcons. And the makers of Pokemon Go are working on a new version, and this time Harry Potter themed. It's a follow-up, and it's going to use that same AR or augmented reality features. Players would be able to find and fight Harry Potter world fantasy beasts in their real live neighborhoods. It's a smartphone game, same deal. Now, Pokemon Go reportedly had about 45 million daily players. Yeah, that's daily.
This is going to be zombie land.
And at its peak, it had generated more than $1.2 billion in sales. So obviously, they are willing to give this another try. And this would be a whole new group of people, maybe people that didn't necessarily get into Pokemon Go, myself included. But once you add the Harry Potter element, I'm like, you have my attention. Axios smartphone. You don't even know what that means.
No, I don't. What is that?
Oh, Potterheads know what I just said. Don't worry about it.
Are you going to do it? Come on, please.
Yes.
Okay.
I will.
You have committed.
I will. It's going to, I hope it doesn't, if it doesn't happen during Lent, that's the one time that I really, really try. And I know that sounds so stupid, but yeah. I am Catholic and I try to give up something for Lent every year. I scale back. Like I'll do like, you know, some people will be like, I'm going on a Facebook fast. I'm not going to totally go off Facebook. It is my lifeline, but I will say like, I won't do it on my phone. You know, like if I'm going to do Facebook, I have to be at my computer.
Yeah.
And so something like that would be counterintuitive to the idea of plugging more into life during those 40 days before Easter when I'm chasing around dragons.
But please do it.
Port keys.
I hope there's something you got to do with your phone so we can identify the Pokemon versus the Harry Potter. You know, like fight with, you know, use your phone as a wand.
Well, I think you'll be able to tell because all the Harry Potter people will be walking around in full head and toe Hogwarts gear. You'll be able to know me by my Gryffindor cape.
Okay.
They're like, oh, see, she's with Gryffindor, hence the burgundy and gold tie. Yeah, you're welcome.
Well,
maybe I won't have a whole lot of friends, but if I go to Japan to play this, I can rent one. You can rent cars. You can rent furniture in Japan. Now you can even rent a friend. You can rent family. There's a Japanese actor, and he has started a company. There's about 800 or so actors that work for him, and they make themselves available to play the role of friend, husband, father, mourner at a funeral. They even have babies that you can rent and pretend. It's an 8-year-old company, and it's called Family Romance, and it provides professional actors a job. They fill any role in the personal lives of clients.
How sad is this?
Well, this is the deal. You know, very much appearances. They were talking about the fact that appearances are very important in Japanese culture. And so you don't want to ever seem like you're lacking. So to help people cope with unbearable absences, you know, death in a family or perceived deficiencies in their lives, they will hire someone to step in and play that role, ranging from infants all the way to the elderly. This organization prides itself on being able to provide a surrogate for almost any conceivable situation. Go into a work meeting, you want to go ahead and have somebody play your wife. There you go.
Did you say elderly?
Yes, so grandparents.
Someone could go pretend like you're my grandma's.
Grandma. Oh, wow. No, go pretend like you're my grandmother. Like, okay. Sure. Where do you need me to be?
I'm curious. Give us a call, 938-9400. Is there a market for this? I'm trying to figure out why would I rent any of that?
This guy said, so they asked him, they did this interview, and they asked the actor, they're like, how do you create a persona? And he said, I'm not married in real life. I don't have any kids. So at first, I couldn't really find it myself, the kind of father that she wanted me to be. So I watched a lot of movies about fathers. And this actor, that's how he cultivated the personality. He's like, well, tell me what you do when this woman has hired him to play her dad.
Okay.
And he's like, sometimes we go out to dinner. Sometimes we go to theme parks like Disneyland. Sometimes she just wants me to go shopping. The mother pays about 20,000 yen per 4 hours plus expenses. So that's about $200 for 4 hours for this guy to pretend like it's this girl's dad. So she's a little girl. She doesn't have a dad. So now she gets to have the dad experience. She gets to have a dad push her on a swing, or dad take her to the park, or dad take her to a movie, or do whatever. How wild is that?
How weird is that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When's the last time you had someone push you on a swing, Molly?
Just the other day.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
My son.
Okay.
I was sitting on a swing. He's like, how about I give you a push? I'm like, sure, okay. If you can manage it. Mom's butt's bigger than yours.
All right, so if you, maybe that'll come to a place like here. You can
rent. To the States.
Yeah,
I know.
Rent that.
So this is interesting. So this is in Tokyo, and the name of the company, and it's been around for 8 years, is called Family Romance, which I think is a weird
name
for something where it's like, it's not a hired, like, hey, friend. And they will play the part for a price. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
All right, so I guess the big deal last night. By the way, if you're wondering why DeGan's not here, he stayed up late for that new
Taylor Swift.
So he kind of planned ahead. You know, most people plan.
Take the day off.
Yeah, he's a Swiftie. No one even really knew about it. But yeah, so he's not here today. But that's kind of the deal from last night, right? Her album was released.
Mm-hmm.
And DeGan's reaction. Here's his reaction right here, because there's a lot of reactions going out there to the new album. So,
all right, y'all, let's get into this. So the first song, obviously, is a one that we all know. It's called Ready For It. So I'm not going to listen to that because it's a bop. And I know it. I love it. It's fine. So track two is one I'm super excited for because this combo does not seem like it would fit. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Future. What? Oh my god, okay. This is called Endgame. I love it. A-Team. What? What? Oh my god, this is incredible.
He's got to be so exhausted today.
Oh god.
I'm excited to hear what Ed Sheeran does. But so far, Future and Taylor are killing it. They did this. What? That was amazing. It was repetitive. It talked about being your end game, like, a lot. But the combination of Ed Sheeran's, like, romantic, soft tone with Future's techno, like, rap, and Taylor Swift's, like, dark, edgy, pop. Oh, what? Like, who thought of this? Oh, this is incredible. Okay, moving on. Track number three is called I Did Something Bad. Wow, okay.
I never trust a narcissist. If they love me,
what's gonna happen?
They say I did something bad.
Yeah! What is that beat?
He's gotta be super tired. So people who are just tuning in, this is Jeff's reaction to the new Taylor Swift album.
Oh my gosh. What just happened? That was incredible. I want to listen to that on repeat for the rest of my life. Track number four is called Don't Blame Me. I don't think we should keep going. I don't think it can get better, honestly. Like, God, I'm bawling my eyes out right now. I've never cried on a reaction. It's the third track in and I'm tearing up.
I've never even seen Jeff cry.
Yeah.
Sing it. Yes! I thought it couldn't get better. I still really like that third one, though. I Did Something Bad. That was super good. But Don't Blame Me is even better.
All right,
I don't know.
So that was, he's probably up late last night. It got, released early. Came out at midnight, but was it?
Got leaked got 12 leaked. Hours beforehand. Yeah. So people were able to get a jump start on it, though a lot of the very loyal Taylor Swift fans are not, weren't happy and weren't playing along with that. So the new album, Reputation, it's out today.
Oh my gosh. What just happened? That was incredible. I want to listen to that on repeat for the rest of my life.
All right, yeah. Well,
at least the rest of the weekend.
You got the day off, Jeff. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
It's going to kill us on Monday.
Well, I'm sorry.
I must be
following his YouTube channel there. Yeah. Love his channel. Mm. Yeah. All right. So enjoy yourself. Like, everyone's ranting and raving about the one with Ed Sheeran. Couldn't tell you what it is. I'm not a Swiftie. Yeah, and Future as well. But yeah, everyone's loving that one. So.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
All right, celebrity news. What's going on?
HBO is cutting ties with Louis C.K. So a New York Times article came out. Five women are accusing the comedian of sexual misconduct. And HBO, they're not messing around. They announced that they will no longer be working with Louis C.K., that he won't be participating in an upcoming comedy special that they've got going on to raise money for autism. And also, in addition to that, HBO is removing Louis C.K.'s past projects from their on-demand services.
So they're wiping him off the map, right?
Bye. Yeah. He does not exist for them. So FX Networks, that's home to Louis C.K.'s sitcom, Louis, as well as the another series that he produces. They said that the matter is currently under review, but he could be losing that as well. So this expose, it was published yesterday by the New York Times. Five women shared stories about the 50-year-old comedian, and it's caused quite a ripple effect for him. Following the allegations, his co-star, Chloe Grace Moretz, is distancing herself from the film that they were supposed to have released today, I Love You, Daddy.
Yeah.
But now it has been, they pushed off the premiere, he's called off public appearances, and it's a whole lot of mess for Louis C.K.
Allegedly, he's done all kinds of freaky stuff, you know, the lonely touch game or whatever in front of people,
which I'm like, but the crazy thing is that then he's apologizing.
Yeah.
So some of these women have received phone calls from him or Facebook messages where he's like, yeah, about that. I'm so sorry.
Well, how many people are gripping right now?
Yeah.
I mean, not gripping, but you know what I mean.
I do. Not I mean, people
gripping.
Who
like,
have
I'm gripping over here.
Borderline behavior that they're like, I mean.
Yeah, that is going to come after them because of their past.
Well, what's interesting, and I didn't realize, so the New York Times, which has been the one with the Harvey Weinstein, you know, their reporters have been busy. And they've had a tip line set up. So people can call in with their stories. And obviously, if the story has any credibility, the reporters follow up and then maybe they'll dig into it. And they said that there's like more to come. I mean, apparently.
I'm sure.
It's like, wow.
Like I've said, I mean, it just is my mind. And maybe it's dark or not, but I've always figured that's what Hollywood was. Just a big, giant group of. Like a bunch of worms in a bowl.
Right.
You know?
But it's not supposed to be.
No, it's not. I understand that.
I mean, I know you do. I'm just saying, like, I think a lot of people were like, well, it's Hollywood. And it's like, they're like saying, well, that's not a pass.
Anymore. I'm just not surprised. Right. I know it's not a pass. I'm just not surprised.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, it's like the lack of surprise. But, you know, so these are moments for a lot of these people that are going to have to start answering some big questions.
And I'm also more shocked that it took so long. You know, and I understand, you know, my career and this and all that stuff. We all have careers, but it just took so long.
Well, in the case of Louis C.K., this was an open secret. And when I say open secret, these are stories that people know.
Yeah.
But nobody's followed up on. And now the difference is that people are following up on it. I mean, these are stories that these women have been telling for years.
But nobody paid attention.
Exactly.
They're like,
so this isn't like, you know what? I've kept my mouth shut for 20 years and never said, you know, or it's 10
gapping.
Years or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So Star Wars, we have to wait until December 15th for the next installment, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. But now comes word that that's not going to be it. Star Wars, the film, they're going to be starting up a new film trilogy. It's going to be separate from the, quote, episodic Skywalker saga, which is the one that we've all been following. The new films are going to introduce new characters from a corner of the galaxy that Star Wars has never before explored. So it's going to be a totally new trilogy movie series from the writer and director who's doing The Last Jedi, this guy named Rian Johnson. And also, Disney earlier this year announced that they're getting into the streaming service game. And if you're going to be streaming content, original content is always something that everybody wants to make a play for. Well, they've got the ace in the hole. A Star Wars TV series is set to air on Disney's new streaming service when it launches at the end of 2019. So, bam, there you go. They have an immediate, like, I'll go. Ed Sheeran, he released a video for his new single, Perfect. It's pretty sweet. It shows him on a, you know, ski slope with a woman who is played by this beautiful creatures actress, Zoe Deutsch. And they slowly realize they're in love, and it's off his new album, Divide. And speaking of new albums, his bestie, Taylor Swift, has a new album, Reputation. It came out last night. Ed Sheeran actually makes an appearance on the album. I think it's the third track that he and Future collaborate with Taylor Swift.
I don't know. Okay, this one reminds me that it'll be a ballad, but knowing Taylor, it probably won't be. But this is track number 5 called Delicate.
That's the wrong one.
What just happened? That was incredible. I want to listen to that on repeat for the rest of my life.
Again, relax. You can.
Jeff's not here today because he was up all night.
Yeah.
Waiting for the release of the new Taylor Swift album, Reputation. So these are just his little shares.
I'm learning that
favorite tracks.
That these Swifties are all ages, by the way.
Yes.
I always thought there would be, you know, like a cutoff, but there really isn't. I mean, it goes all the way up the spectrum.
Goes up the food chain for sure.
Yeah.
And Madame Tussauds is unveiled a wax figure of Taylor Swift at their San Francisco location, and it's surrounded by cats. Tipping a hat to Taylor's love of cats. Taylor is an avid cat lover. She has 2 cats of her own, Meredith and Olivia. And I guess Madame Tussauds decided to go ahead and play into that when they decided to make a wax statue of Taylor Swift. I just think that's so weird.
If they were to make a wax statue of you, would Murray be there, your cat?
Absolutely.
Buddy.
Probably more so than my children. It would be me. And it's like, Murray. My little sidekick, my little plus one. Getting into Fox is getting back into the reality music genre. Word has come that Diddy, DJ Khaled, and Republic Records president have all signed on to play judges for a new music competition reality show called The Four that's going to be debuting on Fox in January.
Brother Love?
Brother Love, I was just kidding. Can't joke with the interwebs. That's what he learned on his 48th birthday when Sean Combs made the announcement that he was relinquishing all of his former names and only going to be answering to the name Brother Love,
I think it was true. I think he got completely beat down.
I did too.
Because there is a WWE guy by the term Brother Love, and then all of a sudden he got completely Twitter attacked by all of his fans.
And how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? And he probably was like, well, I don't want to be number 2, Brother Love. I want to be number 1.
There can only be one, Brother Love.
So, it's such a strange, strange man. But
Fox says that this is going to be something different. It's going to be geared toward hip-hop artists. And so that's going to be its little twist. But it's kind of interesting that Fox is doing this right before American Idol, which was a Fox program, is now switched to ABC. And that's going to be debuting in March 11th.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.